Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking how to crush your goals.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so hopefully you survived the holidays, you survived the immense amount of turkey and stuffing and pumpkin pie that you ate. If you don't live in the United States, we have this crazy holiday called Thanksgiving where we literally just stuff our face with food. You should try it. It's actually a fun thing. So hopefully you survived the holidays. I know that we had Black Friday in there, and I'm hoping that if you made some purchases, at least you made some good purchases. And now we're rolling into Cyber Monday. As you know, this is a kind of relatively new quote-unquote holiday that's come about. And, you know, this is really, I think for me, honestly, the day where I have to I really have to find a lot of restraint because I am on so many email lists because that's kind of one of my secrets to save a lot of money. If you're on an email list, you know, you get emails whenever they're having a sale or things like that. But on Cyber Monday, oh my gosh, it just goes crazy. And I already have loads and loads of emails, and I really have to like almost delete the email without even going to the site, because if I go to the site and I click through and I see 50% off, then I start shopping and it's just literally downhill from there. So if you're like me and Cyber Monday is really, that's the day when you go crazy, you know, use some restraints, do whatever you need to do to not be on the internet because it's crazy. And just like the Black Friday post, you know, there are a lot of Cyber Monday sales that aren't good sales, right? And so I actually do spend some time researching before on different sites to kind of sort of see like, would I be interested in this item? You know, what's the sale they're going to be offering? Like, is it really 50% off? Is it really buy one, get one free or whatever the offer may be? Because the one thing I hate more than anything is a bad deal. And yeah, I've bought plenty of bad deals in my lifetime. We all have, right? But I like to at least feel good when I have a good deal. So I actually have a Cyber Monday special for you. And this one is actually a purchase that you can feel really awesome, super amazing about. So I have an incredible e-course called the Budget Breakthrough Bootcamp. And I am offering a cyber sale today through December 31st for $20 off. So the total price for this course is $79. And let me tell you, this is like, I can't believe I'm actually reducing the price this much, because chocked full in this course is thousands of dollars of money information that I give to clients all day long, every day of the week. It is a course about not only how you can crush your goals, which is really what we're talking about today, but it is full of tips for how you can know how much money you're spending, know your numbers, budgeting. It's totally demystifying the entire budgeting process from start to finish. The exact system that I use month in and month out. It's talking about how you pay off debt and a whole lesson on which debts to pay off first, good debts, bad debts. How do you budget as a couple? How do you do this so you're not constantly in fights? It's full of loads of information. There's text, there's podcasts, there's checklists and cheat sheets, and there's also videos that you can watch as well, where I'm kind of walking you through these different tips. So it's meant to be a 30-day course. If you follow the course in 30 days, you do one lesson every day, I guarantee you at the end of the 30 days, you are going to be so much smarter, so much wiser, and have so much better control of your money, right? So that all of these maybe traps that you get into with your money, you're not going to get into anymore, right? And I'm going to be with you all the way. So let me do the thinking for you. All you need to do is to commit to this course. Again, you can do it at your own time. You can do a lesson a day. You can do whatever you have time for, you can do. And you're going to have lifetime access, right? So if you can't finish it in 30 days, no big deal. Or if you finish it and you go back and you're like, wait, what did she say about that? What was that tip about that, right? You can go back in and you can sort of relearn the lesson all over again. So I'm there, I'm holding your hand all the way through it. It is the cheapest way to get money advice from me in the best kind of condensed package that I can put together. So again, $20 off, it's $79. I'm going to have the link to the e-course in the show notes, so check the show notes. Or you can go to ymmschool.com. Again, it's the Budget Breakthrough Bootcamp. And the special code that you need when you check out is CyberSale, all one word. Again, that will be in the show notes, all right? So one of the things that I talk about in this course is my ultimate budget checklist. And this is included with the course. And really what this is how to make monthly budgeting easy for you. And one of the key elements of that is writing down your money and personal goals for the month. And I know this is something where, like, we always say, oh yeah, I'm going to do that. Like, I'm going to schedule some time every single month where I'm going to write down my goals. And then we don't do it, right? We get busy, we've got kids or we've got family or we're going out and, you know, now it's the holidays, we got parties and shopping and, you know, it just gets crazy. But really, honestly, if I can tell you any secret to my success over the years, it has been learning how to crush my goals. And there is actually a system to it. And that's really what I want to talk about with you today, because a lot of times people think a goal is just saying like, I want to travel to Hawaii maybe this summer, right? And that's as much effort and energy that you put into your goal. And the reality is the goal is not going to get achieved by that. And that's why, like, you know, the New Year's resolutions, right? We all make them. We make our list, or we make the list in our head. And then nothing happens. We get 2 weeks later and we're like, I don't even remember my New Year's resolutions. I don't even care about my New Year's resolutions. Now, there are probably some of you listening who are actually fanatics about New Year's resolutions and goals and things like that. And kudos to you. But the majority of the people, this is something that you just don't do. And really, again, if I'm going to like attribute any one thing to the secret of my success, it has been getting really good at my goals and learning how to crush my goals. And there is actually a system to success. And I have found there are three key things to achieving your goals. Okay, number one is they got to be achievable, right? So if my goal was that I want to, fly to Mars by the end of 2017, it's a goal, but I'm not quite sure that one's going to happen, right? So it needs to be something achievable, but here's the key. It also needs to push me. So I like goals that are a little bit challenging. I don't know. Gosh, there's so many different goals I can think of right now, but something that is just a little bit challenging, but that you can actually achieve, because there's no point in setting a goal that you're not actually going to achieve, because then you're going to get freaking frustrated and you're never going to do this process again, right? Number two, and this is super important, is they've got to be written down. And I know that sounds really lame. Like, why is she telling me to write something down? I don't write anything down anymore, but there is a psychological. There is a psychology, that's what I meant to say, behind writing down anything, but specifically writing down your goals. And there's just something that happens when you transfer that goal from your head to a piece of paper and then you put it somewhere visually where you can see. So I have a lot of post-it notes posted in my bedroom. And yeah, it doesn't look pretty and it's not exactly, you're not going to see this on the cover of your favorite like home magazine, but it works really well. And I put them specifically either on the back of the door or right close to the door. And the purpose is that I see those goals every single day and I literally make myself stop and read my goals for that month. And there's something that just rewires in my brain and it just makes me remember, oh, right, that's why I'm doing that. This, oh, right, that's why I'm staying up till midnight to finish something. Or, you know, maybe why I'm not eating that third piece of chocolate cake that I really want to eat. Or whatever your goal might be, right? It just kind of reminds you of what you're working towards. And it's really important. And lastly, it's just commitment. I mean, I don't really know. You know, a lot of times people ask me like, oh, how have you been able to, you know, launch this business or achieve this or do whatever I have in the past or travel all the places that I travel to? It's a commitment to achieving my goals because I could just as easily wake up every single morning and go, I'm tired. I want to put my feet up on the couch and I want to eat bonbons and I don't want to do anything today. And I'm going to be honest, like there are so many days where I wake up and that's exactly how I feel. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to see anybody. I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to answer an email. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to be creative. I don't, there's days where I'm tired. I've got a lot on my plate and I'm sure you might feel the same way, you know, and you just don't want to do things, but committing to the goals is how this is going to work. So I just want to talk a little bit about one of my favorite movies, Rocky. And I'm imagining that probably everybody listening to the podcast has seen Rocky at least one time in your life, right? I mean, how can you get the mantra for Rocky outside of your head? That song, I mean, can't you hear that song now? Him running up the steps and training and everything about Rocky I love, right? And Sylvester Stallone wrote Rocky. He actually wrote it. So it's kind of a personal story, but there are some great, I think, goal lessons of how you get your goals in shape from Rocky. And I came up with four of them. So the first one is really just whatever your ambition or goal is, you've got to work on it for success. And that kind of ties back into the commitment thing, right? Yes, there's a positive mindset that you have to have to kind of get you through everything. And in Rocky II, this lesson was really talked about Rocky's trainer. And Rocky's trainer said, so, you know, for a 45-minute fight, you've got to train hard for 45,000 minutes. 45,000! That's 10 weeks. That's 10 hours a day. You listening? You ain't even trained one, right? So the whole point is whatever goal you're trying to achieve, you're going to probably have to put in 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times the effort in order to actually achieve that goal. And I mean, I can really talk about that, you know, personally speaking. Even this podcast, you know, I had this idea of launching this podcast. And at first I thought, who is even going to listen to me ramble on about money and life and travel and who I think is cool and, you know, what you should be doing and following. And it turns out that that's what a lot of you wanted to hear. And for some reason, and it's beyond my comprehension, you know, you've resonated with this podcast. And that's really why I just continually thank you and continue to do what I do and hopefully continue to grow and evolve and, you know, move this podcast. I have so many dreams for this podcast. I have so many ideas for the community that we're creating. And so I have to keep doing all the effort. I have to keep, you know, sticking to the 5 days a week. I have to continue to bring you cool people and cool artists and cool places to travel and awesome money tips. And I have to just keep going. And there are a lot of times where I'm tired and, you know, maybe I don't want to talk for 20 minutes on the podcast, but as soon as I start talking, I feel something inside of me change, right? And that's really that connecting with the commitment of the goal. All right, number two lesson from Rocky. I mean, this is probably the easiest one, right? Is just never quit. You have to keep going no matter what. And Rocky said himself, I love this. He says, going that one more round when you don't think you can, that's what makes all the difference in your life, right? So just when you think, I can't do this anymore, if you continue to do it, something's going to happen. You're going to get a breakthrough. A door is going to open. You're going to get a promotion at work. Something's going to come through. Maybe you're going to inherit money and be able to pay off debt. Maybe you're going to find the awesome travel deal that you've been looking for and be able to go somewhere amazing. Or just little by little, you're going to start making progress. Remember the podcast we did a couple weeks ago from our podcast listener, Marie, who set the goal of saving money so that she could go on her trip to Iceland, right? She could have quit at any point in time. She could have said, I don't want to do this anymore. This goal is not worth it. But she didn't. She saw progress and she just kept going. And that's really what it takes. Number three, I love this one. Going the distance, it's more important than winning or losing. This really, I think, hits hard with me because I grew up, I was extremely competitive. I played competitive sports. I was competitive with my friends, with my brother, with what I wanted to do in life. And so I thought winning was everything. That if you don't win, why would you even, you know, why would you even try something? And it really isn't until I've gotten older, now in my 30s, that I've learned, okay, so winning isn't everything. It's really about like my focus and my intention. And maybe I don't win at this, but maybe I learned something, or maybe it turns into something more, you know, amazing, right? And so here's another great line from Rocky himself. He was saying, I was nobody, but that didn't matter either, you know, because I was thinking, it really don't matter if I lose this fight. It really don't matter if this guy opens up my head either, because all I want to do is go the distance. Nobody's ever gone the distance with Creed. Remember Creed, Apollo Creed, right? That was his great like nemesis. And if I can go that distance, you see, and that bell rings and I'm still standing, I'm going to know for the first time in my life, see that I weren't just another bum from the neighborhood. I mean, Rocky says it's the best, right? We can't argue with Rocky. You know, if you're trying to go after a goal, if you're setting your intentions on something and maybe it's just not happening, that's okay too, right? The whole point is like, did you follow through? Like, did you make achievable goals? Did you write them down? Did you commit to them? And then step back and look, like maybe your goal has transformed into something else. Okay, lastly, persistence. I mean, Rocky is just freaking persistent, and I love him. So there's another sort of a line from the movie where he says, "Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you up to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit, it's about how hard you get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward, that's how winning is done." I mean, Rocky is just awesome. I think right now you should just actually go and download Rocky and watch it all over again and see how awesome he is with goals, because he is all about crushing the goals. And I know you can do it too. So I want you to set some goals before the end of the year. And I want you to do this. I want them to be achievable. I want you to write them down, and I want you to commit to them. And if you feel so bold, I'd love for you to shoot me over an email with your goals so I can kind of help you keep on track. We're going to do some fun goal stuff next year, but this is just kind of a warm up to the goals. But I want you to think of, you know, when do you want to achieve the goal? How much is that goal going to cost? And how are you going to achieve it? So let's go back to the Hawaii example. You want to travel to Hawaii. That's fantastic, right? But you need more than that. So when the summer do you want to travel? June, July, August, September? That'll all make a difference. Why? Because you'll need to back into it to figure out how much money you need to save. You'll need to do some research to figure out how much this whole thing is going to cost you. And you know, you're going to need to figure out what you're going to need to maybe sacrifice or give up now in order to achieve that goal. So the devil is really in the details. And I am not by nature a detail person. I don't normally like to get super detail oriented, but the more detailed I get with the goals, the better off I am, and the more I'm able to either achieve the goal or go, wait a minute, I set this goal, but it's sort of transformed into something else, and the something else is even cooler than the initial goal. And that's what happens actually a lot of times, sort of just kind of stand back and go, wait a minute, that goal switched, but now it's this really cool thing. Okay, now I'm going forward with this goal. All right, so I want you to crush your goals. I want you to crush them like Rocky crushes, all right? He doesn't always win, but you know, he fights hard. And that's the same thing that I want for you. We're nearing the end of the year. There's no better time than to like get our virtual kind of like fists in the air. I'm not talking about actually punching anybody, but I'm talking about like getting ready to crush your goals. Remember the cyber sale for the Budget Breakthrough Bootcamp e-course? You can sign up now through December 31st, get $20 off. That makes it $79 for thousands and thousands of dollars worth of money information. And to anyone that signs up now through December 31st, I'm going to offer a very special virtual money workshop in January called Let's Go 17. And we're going to talk all about how to achieve your goals on the virtual session with live Q&A with me, how to achieve your goals in 2017, whether you want to slash your debt, whether you want to go on that trip of the lifetime, whether you want to like finally learn budgeting, whether you want to be in a better relationship with money with you and your spouse or your partner or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, whether you want to start your own business, whatever goal you want to achieve in 2017, we're going to do it and we're going to do it together. So that's a special offer for everyone who signs up for the Budget Breakthrough Bootcamp now through December 31st, remember to use the code CYBERSALE. As always, follow me on Twitter @ShaunaGame and Instagram @millennial_money.